British Sky Broadcasting presents Flicker, starring Alison Lohman as Katie McLaughlin, Maria Bello as Nell McLaughlin, and Tim McGraw as Rob McLaughlin. Directed by Michael Mayer. Audio described by Joe Stevenson.
I live on top of the world, in the never summer mountains of Wyoming, 8,000 feet closer to the sky. In my mountains, when spring finally comes to save me from a perpetual winter, the world comes to life again, and I remember what it is I'm here for. I'm the only daughter in a long line of ranchers. And when we let our horses out for the first time every spring, I love to watch them rediscover the world. I can see in them an expression of my own restless spirit. Charged with an appetite for adventure, they take to the land without hesitation. They are pure power.
A herd of grey, piebald and brown horses gallop across a grassy plain.
When I see them running wild and free, I often think of the first horses and how they were the true pioneers of America.
Katie sits dreaming at her school desk. Her teacher walks over to her.
Thanks, sir.
Thumbs up, Katie.
Katie looks down at the blank page in her exercise book. She hands the book to the teacher. Katie runs her hand through her unkempt hair. Looking worried and unhappy, she rests her head on her hand as she stares out of the window.
See the headmaster.
Katie follows tall blonde student down a busy corridor. Students sit on grass outside the college. A white school bus with Laramie Academy written on the side motors down the drive. The school bus drives along a deserted highway, lush green fields on either side. The bus pulls into a stop, and two students gather their cases and get off. Katie sits alone at the rear of the bus, looking out of the window at parents and their children greeting each other. Dusk, and the bus winds its way along a deserted mountain road. Night time, and the bus stops. Katie gets off and walks towards Rob, her father, standing before a small pickup truck. He smiles and takes Katie's bags.
Like I dropped you off yesterday.
Katie's dad puts her bags into the back of the pickup. He takes a light-coloured Stetson from the passenger seat and puts it on Katie's head. She smiles up at him.
Daddy.
go home.
Okay. Howard? This is so cute. It's crazy. What do you think? Too many horses? Too much? Too babyish? Shall we do it?
Mom.
I know, chill.
You got it.
She's here!
I love it so much. How are you, baby?
Oh, thank you.
Howard? This is from your fan club.
You okay? How bad could it be?
Worse.
Mm. You can tell me later.
I think your mom will finally sleep through the night.
Katie creeps down the stairs and pauses to look at a painting of a herd of horses on the landing. She leaves the house and sits on the porch as she pulls on her boots. Katie runs over to a barn, pulling open the large door. She flicks on a switch and smiles at four horses that look at her from their stalls.
Who wants to go running?
Katie, riding bareback, gallops away from the ranch, past a white fence and a small corral. She rides over empty pastures surrounded by mountains. The brown horse chews at grass. Katie lies on the large branch of a dead tree, her arms folded as she looks at the sky.
Avoid the inevitable. Gotta face him sometime.
Katie gets up from the tree and walks towards her horse. She rides the horse across the bed of a stream that has dried out and follows a path through the woods. Katie is thrown off.
Yankee!
The horse gallops off. Katie runs away as a mountain lion charges at her. She falls down a steep bank, rolling over and over to the bottom. Shaken, Katie raises her head and sees a large black Mustang standing in front of her. She stares at it in wonder. The horse suddenly rears up, thrashing its front legs in the air. The horse charges past Katie, lashing its hooves at the mountain lion. The lion runs away.
I scared it off.
Katie shields her face from bright sunlight as the black horse gallops away. She turns and runs up the path.
Lucky day.
Oh, is that right?
You ready to meet a miracle on four legs?
3-year-old stallion been saving just for you. Something, ain't he, honey?
Oh, beauty.
Yeah, I can't use any more quarter horses. I mean, any profit in middleman and horses is fading faster than a mountain sunset.
I'll get Howard to bring her up.
No, now, I don't need him for the rodeo either. Folks are just bored with calf roping and barrel racing.
Howard!
Well, here's my check.
I'll just hold on a minute.
Now, I don't need any more horses. Unless you might have something a little more interesting.
For instance?
Mustangos.
Mustangs.
That's right. Wild horses. More loco, the better.
Hey. No Mustangs around here. The four-legged parasites can strip 10 acres of grassland overnight.
Wild horse racing's my biggest draw now. I had a purse last year near $10,000.
Only takes one Mustang foal to ruin a herd. And then my quarter horses wouldn't be pure quarter horse anymore, would they?
All I'm saying is, if you had a herd of Mustangs around here, I'd buy them all.
If I had a herd of Mustangs around here, I'd be ruined.
Rob, it's fine.
Well, Nell, it's always a pleasure to see you.
Thanks.
But as for your husband here, gelding would be my suggestion.
I'll see y'all next year.
Norbert drives off.
There goes money we already spent.
It's easy being a rancher with good luck. Goodbye, like always.
Howard, call your sister. Start mucking the stalls.
Yes, sir. She left before I got up.
She what?
I'll go do it myself.
You could.
Katie's mother, Nell, sits at a computer typing figures onto a spreadsheet. The last three items are in red, and the balance is $16,524.01. Nell McLaughlin gets up from her chair, picking up a large mixing bowl and staring the contents. She walks over to the fax machine and picks up a letter, which begins, "Mr. and Mrs. McLaughlin, this is a difficult letter for me to write." Katie's father sits at a dining table reading the letter.
"Where's Katie?"
Katie's mother serves up breakfast.
"She must have taken Yankee out."
Katie ducks under a barbed wire fence and runs down a path. A wooden sign across the path reads, "Goose Creek Ranch, Quarter Horses."
"And for your dining pleasure, gentlemen, wild gooseberry pancakes with creme fraiche and rosemary chicken sausage."
"Well, who lives better than us?"
Let me think. "The Rockefellers? Speaking of which, you gonna put your brand on that little schoolgirl this summer?"
"You know, Jack, we stopped branding our females a few years back. Isn't that right, Rob?"
"Kinda miss it, though."
"Well, take it from an expert. Don't let that little flicker get away."
"The what?"
"That means, pretty girl or something. It's what Gus calls Katie."
"Oh, he does he?"
"Flicker is just a young girl, innocent. You can see in her face the beauty she will become. I think it's Swedish. My mama used to call my little sister Flicka."
"I just saw a lion on the mountain. Daddy was right there in front of me. And this horse, this Mustang, it just ran off the lion."
"Slow down, Katie. Was it a lion or was it a horse?"
"It was both. We need to do something."
"Where'd you see this lion?"
"I don't know where I saw it exactly, but it was there."
"Well, did you see Sasquatch, too?"
"Somebody ask your opinion?"
"Katie, wait, what is this on your face? You have blood
all
over
you." "It was a lion, honest."
"Well, as long as we're being honest, do you have something you need to tell me? About school?"
"Tell him. What is it?"
"The headmaster faxed this to us this morning. Do you want to read it? Help me understand something, Katie. He said he gave you the topic to your final essay in advance, and you turned in a blank paper. Not one word in 2 hours for the exam."
"I wrote it in my head. Just didn't put it down."
"In your head?
Wouldn't have made a difference anyway. They just want us to spit back exactly what they want to hear. I have an opinion, it's just not their opinion."
"Well, their opinion is that you should repeat the year. Just throw it away. Do you realize what this family does without so that you can go to a private school? Trucks passing 200,000 miles? Well, let's see if it'll do another 50. The barn roof's about to blow away. We'll patch it again for the umpteenth time and all so you can go to a fancy boarding school. But I'll go along because your mother wants you to go to college."
"Hey, your father wants it too."
"Well, now we'll have to worry if she'll even graduate."
13. "Howard, can't you see the rot?" 14. 15. Come on. 16.
Dad, I think we should bring that Mustang in.
17. Not now, Katie.
But that lion could take down a horse.
Katie?
I could probably find her again.
No.
I'll help her.
This doesn't concern you, does it?
No, sir.
If you live on a ranch, you have to contribute. That's how we get by. Here's your summer. You're going to do your chores. You're going to help your mother. And you're going to write that essay. And then maybe I can talk them into passing you.
Yes, sir.
And then maybe we'll talk about horses.
Rob jumps back onto the truck.
Ready? 18.
A trim. Split ends. That's it.
Sweetheart, just a few inches for the summer.
No.
You stop it. I get better reasoned arguments from the hens.
Short hair makes me look like a boy.
No, that would be impossible. You're so beautiful. What's that thing that Gus said? You're a flicker. So how's your friend Stephanie?
Shallow, vain, the usual.
Since when?
Since Eric. Or was it Justin? Lost track.
Well, you never know what'll happen. People can surprise you.
Nell throws a bucket of water over Katie's head, and they chase each other round a field. Later, Katie looks out of her window and sees Nell gardening. Nell is startled as she looks into a border of flowers. She picks up a snake.
Henry, is that you? You look good, big boy. Look at you. I'm so happy to see you. I am.
Nell looks over and sees Katie running away from the ranch. Wearing jeans, a flowered patterned shirt and Stetson, Katie rides a brown horse down a path in the woods. She ducks her head underneath the branches of a tree. Small trees are on either side of the rough path. Katie stops as she sees the black Mustang in the tall grass. Katie's horse rears up.
Whoa, down, boy. Come on, let's get her. Yeah.
The black Mustang gallops away. Katie chases it, swinging a large lasso. They race along a rough terrain. In a field, Rob, Gus, Howard and Jack drive a large herd of horses.
You know what it is? That ADD.
What's going on?
Come on, keep going. Ha! Ha! I don't hear anything!
The black Mustang races on, followed by Katie. The Mustang stops on the edge of a bluff and rears up. Katie swings the lasso around the Mustang's neck. The Mustang rears up again, pulling Katie off her horse and dragging her along the ground. Katie loses her grip on the rope. The black Mustang runs through the herd and the horses follow. Rob gallops after the herd, a lasso in his hand. Rob gallops ahead of the herd, swinging the lasso round and round his head. Rob throws it around the neck of the black horse. They stop near the edge of a crumbling high cliff. Rob pulls the Mustang away from the edge and the herd follows. Rob pulls to a stop and wraps the end of the lasso around the saddle of his horse. Jack joins Rob.
Jack, get a hold of this thing. All right, Gus, get the herd.
Katie sits in the grass and looks up at her father on his horse. She stands up.
I didn't want the line to get my horse.
Your horse. That animal doesn't belong to you or anyone else. Must have separated from some herd. I'm surprised it's still alive.
What are you going to do with her?
I don't have to do a dang thing with that loco creature. Ain't worth the price of a bale of hay.
And Norbert looking for Mustangs.
Get it behind the fence. Hit the clear of the herd. Oh, hell, forget it, Jack. I'll take her.
Welcome home. Hey, Howard, where's your dad at?
Don't ask.
Something Katie did?
You guessed it. Thank you.
So, how bad? Give me a category.
Oh, I don't think he made a category for this one yet.
Open the gate!
The gate of a small white corral is opened. The black Mustang pulls away from Rob.
Come on now, hold still. Get around here. Come on.
She's scared to go through.
Yeah! Yeah!
That's the wild horse! Isn't she beautiful?
Well, she's something, that's for sure.
That's a dangerous animal.
She's just scared.
I'd say she's about 2 years old.
Yeah, 2 years wild. But I'll bet most of it alone.
She'll calm down once they start training her.
No one's riding that loco thing. I'm calling Norbert after supper.
No. I can ride her.
No, you can't. And you won't. I won't tolerate it, Katie. After that stunt you pulled today, if you're going to live under my roof, you're going to follow my rules. Look at me. Nobody goes in there without my permission. Come on. Howard, get the horse.
The black Mustang races round and round the corral.
Calm down, Flicka.
You named her?
Flicka. That is the word, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. A beautiful, young girl.
Well, you got the girl part right.
Flicka kicks out her back legs. At the dinner table, Katie tries to catch Howard's eye, but he looks away. Gus, Jack, Nell, and Rob eat their dinner. Rob looks out of the window and then at Nell.
I didn't see the vet bill.
Someone want to grab this last burger?
How much?
You know what I've been thinking about lately? If quitters never win, why are you supposed to quit while you're ahead?
Or how good can a bedtime story be if it's supposed to put you to sleep?
Right.
How much?
$1,648.32.
$1,600. That's just unacceptable.
Well, I'll speak to the horses.
I don't remember my daddy ever giving horses shots. They were healthy, they took care of themselves. Ain't that right, Gus?
Oh, sure. Back then, horses mucked their own stalls, nailed on their own shoes, even chipped in with the rent money.
Don't call Norbert!
I think I'll have that burger.
Katie jumps up from the table, knocking over her chair. Nighttime, and Flicka runs around the corral. Katie watches from her bedroom window.
Hey, you.
I don't care what he says. She's my horse.
Calm down. Give me a chance to talk to him.
He doesn't listen when he's this mad.
You know what they say? Anger is just fear on the way out.
Nice try. He's not afraid of anything.
I don't know. You could scare the heck out of anybody.
Yeah, right.
when you were three, you climbed out of bed, unlatched the kitchen door, and walked outside. He found you in Lightning's stall. That horse was crazy. He could have killed you, and you were laughing.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, well, he does. Parents have this kind of selective memory. Sometimes I think I can't remember what I did yesterday. And then I swear I can remember every injury, every close call, every another injury that could have been killed that ever happened to my children. Try and understand what it feels like to be responsible for something you love so much. Night. Give her the horse.
No.
Come on, honey. Training her own horse will make her responsible for something, and she'll feel proud of herself.
Here it comes. Psychobabble. This isn't about psychology now. This is about discipline, and I'm not going to reward bad behavior.
That sure sounds like psychology to me.
No horse.
Katie looks at Flicker through the corral fence. She slowly climbs up to the top of the fence and leans over.
Hushabye, don't you cry. Go to sleepy little baby. When you wake, you shall have all the pretty little ponies. That's right. Black and beige, dapples and grays, coach and six and little ponies.
Katie drops into the corral. Flicker rears up. Katie runs away. Katie watches Flicker race around the corral. Daytime, and Katie is asleep, her head on the fence. Jack touches her shoulder.
Maybe you should wash up. Someone might think you slept on the ground all night.
Katie gets up and runs to the house. Jack stands, hands on hips, watching her and shaking his head. Nell goes into Katie's bedroom. Katie is asleep in a chair near the window. Nell slides an exercise book out of Katie's hand. She flicks through the empty pages and tosses the book to one side. Nell looks down at Katie gently. Nell pulls down the window blind, shading Katie from the sunlight. Nighttime, and Katie lies awake in her bed. She gets out of the bed and looks out of the window. Now Katie is in the corral, walking slowly towards Flicker. Katie holds out a green apple.
You want it? Well, you're gonna have to come and get it. But you'd have to trust me to do that, wouldn't you?
Flicker walks slowly over to Katie and eats the apple from the palm of her hand. Katie smiles and strokes Flicker's head.
enough for tonight. See you tomorrow.
Katie sits half asleep in the back of a pickup truck. Howard is driving the truck in a rough field alongside a barbed wire fence. Katie and Howard mend the fence.
You can have Chariot.
It's not the same thing.
Well, four legs, a tail. Food goes in the front, out the back.
Well, as long as you're here, he'll be yours.
Not a problem, because I won't be here.
I mean on the ranch.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I said I'd give the ranch a try. I tried it. It's not working for me. I think I'm going to take that scholarship from BU. If I can borrow somebody's backbone. So will you tell him?
Why would you want to leave Wyoming?
Oh, I don't know. How about restaurants where you don't have to drive up to the window?
But he needs you to keep the ranch going.
Hey, keep your voice down.
Nobody can hear us way out here.
You didn't know? Oh, he's got hidden cameras and microphones everywhere. Shh. Can you read me, Dad? Over. What's that? Yeah, I'll tell her. Okay. Over and out. Shh. He said he doesn't need me. He said you're the one he needs. He just doesn't realize it yet.
Nighttime, Katie strokes Flicker.
Such a good girl. Okay, now I'm gonna try something new. Okay. I'm gonna try this hackamore. Okay, good girl. Good girl.
Katie tries to put a bridle on Flicker. Flicker rears up and knocks Katie to the ground. Katie scrambles to the edge of the corral. Katie sits up in her bath. She examines a large bruise on her back, near her shoulder. Nighttime. Katie tries again to put a bridle on Flicker, who runs away, stomping her hooves.
Flicker, calm down. You'll wake them all up. Come on. Good girl. Good girl. Good girl. I'm just gonna try this hackamore. Nothing to be scared of.
Morning. Katie lies in her bed, smiling to herself. A large field and mountains in the background. A herd of horses trot through the long grass. Rob, Howard, Jack, and Gus rein in their horses near the herd.
How they look?
Well, pretty much the same as yesterday.
That can change in a heartbeat.
Right.
No animals are not like us, son. They'll always find a way to tell you exactly how they're feeling. You just gotta learn to listen to them. Let's bring them in.
Yeah.
Let's go!
Yeah. Watch yourself, Jack!
He said I can't ride you, but I don't believe him.
Nighttime, Katie walks Flicker around the corral.
Well, gotta find out sometime, right? Prove him wrong, right, Flicker?
Katie is thrown to the ground. Jack jumps into the corral. Katie and Jack sit on top of the fence.
You're not supposed to go in there.
What's it to you?
You could get hurt. Besides, it's what your father said.
How long are you going to be afraid of my father?
Forever. And you? Why are you sneaking out here in the middle of the night if you're not scared?
Because I have to.
Then don't let nobody stop you.
Jack smiles at Katie and gets down from the fence. Jack walks back to the house. Daytime. Jack loads up the horse truck. Rob walks towards Nell. Rob and Nell look over at Katie, standing on the porch.
Take a ride? Walking around sleeping. Sure wish you would.
Katie runs into the house for her jacket. She runs over to the horse truck, playfully swiping her jacket at her mother, and then gets into the pickup.
We'll be back for dinner, Mama.
Rob and Katie drive away from the ranch. A car passes them as they drive along a quiet highway surrounded by green fields. Blue mountains are in the background. Rob pulls the truck into the drive of a large house. Miranda is in the driveway and runs alongside Howard in the passenger seat of the truck. They smile happily at each other.
Beautiful. Hi, Rick. Esther went out shopping with her interior decorator. You know, at this point, it'd be cheaper just to adopt that lady.
Hey, handsome.
Oh, thanks. What do you think about the horse?
Howard leads the horse into a stall and slides the door shut.
It's a nice bandana.
Yeah, some girl gave it to me.
Just any old girl.
No one special.
Bet she'd like to see you at that rodeo. You gonna come and cheer on?
If she's good to me.
Did you tell them?
I will. I'm waiting for the right time.
When is there ever going to be a right time? Why don't you just tell them the truth? I changed my mind. I'm gonna take the scholarship.
It's easier said than done. I don't know. I feel like a cartoon. My feet are running, but I'm just not moving.
I think everyone writes a story in their head that eventually becomes their life. And if you don't write it yourself, then someone else is going to write it for you.
That's not going to happen in my story.
Am I in your story?
Howard moves towards Miranda and bends his head to kiss her. The door opens.
How's it going?
Hey.
Miranda sits on a bale of hay as she and Howard kiss.
This was the Chapman Ranch. 12,000 acres.
Last piece sold off about 2 years ago.
You mean they just left?
With a great deal of money in their pockets. Our marketing people did a magnificent job. If you're ever curious.
I'm curious now.
What do you got there, about 5,000 acres, more or less?
Well, mostly less.
You could get about 20 spectacular home sites out of that ranch and keep your house and 100 acres.
We can't graze our herd on 100 acres.
Well, sweetie, everything changes in this life. You know, one day, some lucky guy is going to marry you. What are you going to do if he doesn't want a ranch?
Break off the engagement.
Oh, what are you falling in love, sweetie?
Well, then I guess I won't fall in love. You wouldn't sell our ranch, would you?
Now, Katie, don't get all worked up.
But we wouldn't sell. We're not like them.
It's time to go. You get in the truck.
Katie glares at her father and leaves the room. Rob drives the truck, Howard in the passenger seat. Katie sits in the back, looking out of the window.
You didn't even tell us you were going to sell the ranch.
Not discussing it.
You are?
I was just talking to the man.
I guess it can't hurt. I mean, just to explore all your options.
Yeah, all my options.
I can't believe you would give our land to strangers.
Katie!
It's crazy. Loco.
It's enough!
Rob turns up the radio and stares ahead at the road. At the ranch, Nell is reading in an armchair.
Hey, hon, how'd it go?
Katie walks in and stomps upstairs. Rob enters angrily and hangs up his hat.
Rob
walks away. Howard enters the room.
Prodigious day, Mom.
Howard kisses his mother and leaves.
I don't even want to know.
Nighttime. Katie walks into Howard's bedroom and looks around. Howard is lying on his bed.
What happened to your movie posters?
I'm moving into my zen phase.
Katie joins Howard on the bed. Howard stops reading and looks up at the ceiling.
I hate him.
Tonight you do.
But he never understands me.
I know.
Now you're going away.
Come on. I'm changing time zones, not solar systems.
But once you're gone, you'll never come back.
Howard looks at a tearful Katie. Daytime. Katie sits at her bedroom window looking out at a sunny garden. Flicker races around the corral. Nighttime. A herd of horses in a field. Katie climbs into the corral and walks towards Flicker. Katie saddles up Flicker and rides her around the corral.
Yes, Flicker! I knew we could do it! Let's go out. What do you say?
Katie opens the gate and Flicker gallops out, the herd of horses following alongside.
Come on, Flicker. Whoa, Flicker! Whoa! Wait!
Whoa. Katie is thrown off Flicker onto the ground. Jack and Howard rush over.
She got bucked off the Mustang. We're on it.
Are you hurt?
No!
You couldn't have planned a better way to get yourself killed.
Rob, don't.
Don't what? Don't be her father? You're not protecting her, you're crippling her, and she'll end up being as useless as that dang Mustang.
Flicka isn't useless. She wants to learn.
Well, she doesn't. You want something that doesn't exist. It's time you see her for what she is.
I know what she is.
How do you know a dang thing about that creature?
Because we're the same.
You did this behind my back.
She was excited. She got carried away.
Don't make excuses for her. It's the same as if she had lied to my face.
You just don't get it.
Katie and Howard walk away. Rob looks angry and upset. Nell stands in front of him.
There's gotta be a better way.
Now, if there is, I don't know it.
Grey thunderclouds in the sky. Katie sits on her bed with a sewing basket. She puts the basket down and walks towards the window and sees Jack and Gus load Flicka onto a horse truck. Katie runs up to Rob and Norbert.
No, you can't take her!
Katie, listen, it's better this way.
She's never been inside a trailer before.
She's gonna be fine, sweetie. She's gonna be a rodeo star.
She's scared! She can't see the sky!
Stop it!
No! Hey, you're not my father anymore. Unload Flicka before you look like a damn fool.
What's wrong with you?
You made this decision without me because you know it's wrong.
I'm done discussing this.
Well, I'm not the... Katie found Flicka. She should decide.
Until you're running this ranch, I'll make the decisions around here.
I don't want to run your ranch.
No, I'm sick of this place.
You know what? I've given it a lot of thought. And guess what? I'm never going to be a rancher. Never. I want to go to college.
Why didn't you say anything?
Because this is what you wanted me to do. Katie wants this ranch. I don't want any part of it.
Sorry you feel that way. Norbert, take your horse.
Hope to see you folks at the fairground.
No! Please!
Let's move it!
Gus!
Distraught, Katie runs after Norbert as he drives away. Katie sits by her window writing in her exercise book.
The stories we hear about how the West was won are all lies. The history of the West was written by the horse. Wherever a settler left his footprint, there was a hoofprint beside it. Men came further and further west to stake their claim on the great American wilderness. But they encountered a strength that couldn't be tamed. Wild horses, Mustangs. The settlers called them parasites that would strip the land and starve their own herds. They couldn't domesticate them, so they destroyed them. Isolated and hungry, they were on their way to disappearing from the face of the earth. Sometimes when the light disappears, an afterimage remains. Just for a moment, Mustangs are an afterimage of the West. No better than ghosts, hardly there at all. No one really wants them. Not ranchers, not city people. That's their destiny. Let them disappear once and for all, along with all the other misfits, loners, and relics of a wilderness no one cares about anymore. Lucky for us, a few Mustangs survived, hidden away in the mountains. We need to protect them, for they are the hope for some kind of living memory of what the promise of America used to be. And could be again.
Jack and Rob lift a metal feed basket. Nell rides up.
Don't say anything. Just get on. Come on. When the kids were little, I'd tuck them in and say, I love you till the mountains tumble down. Right now, I feel like they could blow away at any second.
Before Dad died, he asked me if I wanted to sell the ranch and take the money. I said over my dead body, no way, no how. I thought that's what he wanted me to say. But no, he seemed almost disappointed. He said he felt like that he was giving me something that didn't make any sense anymore. Maybe he's right. But then I see these kids are hanging out in the mall. They're sullen, they're lazy, got no ambition, got no dreams. This is the only way that I know how to save our children.
Honey, Howard doesn't need saving. He'll be fine wherever he goes. But Katie, honey, we could lose her. She's smart and she's strong, but she can't survive out there.
Our daughter lives in a fantasy land.
So do you. Look at you, sitting on top of Cowboy Mountain, looking down at the world passing by. When are you gonna look at your daughter and realize that she's you? And that's why I love her so much.
Nell playfully hits Rob's hat. Rob smiles.
They want to go to the rodeo, you know?
She wants to see Flicka.
Yeah.
They expect me to say no.
Yeah.
I bet I'd really blow their minds if I said yes. Then they'd see how diabolical I can really be.
You're such a bad boy. I love it. Ready to be back?
Let's go.
Come on. Come on down.
Last one back's naked first.
Thanks.
It's 1,000 degrees in here.
Howard tickles Katie's foot.
I'm busy.
You really want to go swimming?
What's he gonna say?
Well, that's his problem. Let me go see if the coast is clear.
Mom! Nobody's home!
Let's go.
Are you sure about this?
Hey, we'll be back before anybody even knows. I'm hot. Are you hot?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Katie, Howard, and Miranda swim in a pond.
Tell me.
Miranda saw Flicka.
Where? At the fairgrounds when I was practicing the course. How did she look? What? I've never, ever been scared around horses. Not in my entire life. But those horses that she was with. What? Don't stop. Tell me. You'd really have to work hard to make horses that angry.
Listen, I'm sorry, Katie. I just thought you'd want to hear.
The cowboys in that race are crazy. But they say the purse is over $8,000.
Oh, money's no good if you're dead.
I can win that race.
My demented sister is even more demented than I thought.
Riders get to choose their horses, right?
Yeah.
I choose Flicka. I win. If you can stay on her, I can.
You're too young to enter.
You're not?
Bad idea.
Brilliant idea. If I buy Flicka back with the prize money, she won't be Dad's horse anymore. She'll be mine. And if she wins, someone will want her foal. That's money in my pocket.
And if he tries to sell our land, I'll buy that too.
Whoa, Katie, she is way too dangerous to ride.
Maybe for you, but not for me. I only have to stay on her for a few seconds. I've already done that. Miranda?
Howard shakes his head at Miranda.
People have spoken.
No, the inmates have taken over the asylum.
Come on, let's see you walk it like you talk it.
Drown me, please.
Hey, whoa!
Jack and Gus outside the house.
Oof, that aftershave will scare the livestock.
Oh, but the ladies find it reassuring. Yeah, lets them know I'm sensitive, not just a sexy beast.
Can we get going? Oh, Jack, you stink.
Busted.
Let's go! Come on!
Katie and Jack get into the pickup. Howard and Nell run up. Rob drives away, leaving Gus behind with the dogs.
Well, it'll be tonight, boys. Crazy Eights or Canasta? Canasta it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Red Goat Roundup. Now, for those of you that may be visiting our beautiful state for the first time, welcome to Wyoming. In our grand entry today, our flags are being carried by Miss Rodeo America and her lovely assistant and all of our beauty of horseback. Now, in the center of the arena is the world champion trick roper, Mr. Gene McLaughlin. They say in every cowboy's life, he gets a good horse, a good woman, and a good loop. All right, folks, it's rodeo time, but it seems that Miss Rodeo America needs my
assistant. Oh, man, how could you eat that
stuff?
Now, here's
my partner, Billy.
Makes me sweet.
You're already sweet.
Favorite moments of the pond, the barrel race. All right, ladies, cowgirl up.
Introducing our next barrel racer, Miranda Coop. Here she comes around the first barrel. Great. Another great one. Coming to the third barrel. Out she goes.
A sunny day. Fairground rides revolve around a large arena. A woman buys a stick of candy floss. A man throws balls at yellow balloons, bursting them. A man teaches a young boy how to twirl a lasso. Young girls and boys play on bales of hay. A man raises the American flag. Cowboys wearing ornate buckles on their belts sit around the cattle pens. The cowboys stretch their legs. A cowboy mounts a steer in a pen. A metal gate is opened and the cowboy and the steer jump out into the arena. Other cowboys on steers join him. Rob and Nell dance in a barn. Rob and Nell kiss and hug each other as the band plays.
We all make decisions, some you gotta live with, and some you just pretend they don't exist. Me, I've made some bad ones in the name of having fun. You pay the price, it's just the way it is.
back on my life. In a caravan, Katie is dressed in black, her long hair hidden underneath a large hat. Miranda watches her.
Katie, I'm scared.
I'm not even a little.
Howard waits outside the caravan.
What do you think?
I think I should be the voice of reason.
We're running out of time.
Hold on.
Howard picks up the lid of a barbecue and rubs soot on his hands, which he puts on Katie's face.
You need gum?
Miranda gives Katie a stick of gum. Katie puts it in her mouth and chews. She adjusts her hat over her face. Katie, Howard and Miranda walk through the crowds to the Rodeo office.
Wait here.
Here's your receipt. Good luck,
thank you,
partner.
Thank you, Ben.
How you doing, Norbert?
Oh, I say, Wagner. Hey,
sweetheart.
Hey, Norbert.
Can I help you?
Yeah, I want to register. For an event.
You're going to tell me which one, or do I have to read your mind?
A wild horse race.
Wild horse race. That takes a team of two.
Mm-hmm. That's my partner outside.
That little bitty feller? Good luck. I need $50.
Yes, sir. $50?
And sign this waiver. Right there. Report to the corral. Pick yourself out a hoss. The event rolls at 5 p.m. sharp. Here's your receipt.
Thank you.
And if you come to your senses and want to back out, you'll lose every penny. Good luck.
Katie climbs onto the top of the fence of a corral. A herd of Mustangs prance around inside. Flicker rears up on her hind legs. Katie jumps off the fence into the corral.
Everybody else, or you can take a hike.
Did the rules say you can put a baby cradle on a horse?
All right, gather around, boys. Shout them out.
Well, yeah, bring brother.
14 takes the Blackfield.
Son, you just lost the race. That horse is truly loco. Boys, next time you see your horse, he'll be in the ring trying to run you over.
Katie looks at Flicker.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cowboys, the wild horse race is about to start. Now, if you've got a weak heart,
hey,
or you
kick some cowboy ass,
or you just made a big meal,
don't you dare get hurt. Dang, Norbert.
You know what we say to our first group of riders. Welcome to our.
Do you think you recognize us?
I don't know.
Let's bring them in.
Come on.
Now direct your attention to the chutes. That ain't no earthquake beneath your feet. That wild horse is coming at you. Look at those crazy devils. They've never been saddled, never hauled. Angrier than a cowboy.
A cowboy struggles to control a horse. Howard looks at Katie, worried.
No way.
What?
Are you freaking crazy?
Just try and stop.
Katie shakes off Howard's arm.
Between a pair of barrels and any rider that stays on that
your group's up next.
$1,000.
And give my number
so
back.
So let's bring in the first set of victims. I mean, cowboys. Team number one, this is...
Howard picks up his saddle and enters the arena with the other cowboys. Katie, wearing number 14, also walks into the arena. Katie's and Miranda's parents stroll up to Norbert, who is writing in a book.
Hi, Norbert. How are you?
Changed your mind about Mustangs, didn't you?
Come again?
Well, you're here to see your boy ride that wild horse, aren't you?
My boy.
Howard.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Well, he's up now.
Where is he, the kid?
Follow me.
Where's Miranda? Oh, I don't believe this.
The first four.
Howard and Katie undo the gate to Flicker's pen.
On the line. Let's go for it. 10. 9.
Howard and Katie struggle with Flicker. Howard falls to the ground.
Remember, one man's gonna have a change, one's gonna try to get him saddled. You see this black filly, number 14, she is out of control. That's a bad old girl to have to deal with in this dance. That boy's got more than they bargained for, take that horse.
Flicker races around the arena, watched by Katie. Horses throw off their riders. Katie raises her hands up in front of Flicker. The horse slows down and stops in front of her.
Easy, girl.
I see Howard.
Katie grasps the rope around Flicker's head. Howard looks in horror at his parents.
I'm an idiot. He's never going to let me keep her.
Just win.
It won't make any difference to him. He doesn't want either of us.
Go!
Crazy fool.
Katie leaps onto Flicker's back as Rob reaches them. Katie gallops through the gates.
At the bells! I've never seen anything like this in my life. I've been watching this for 40 years. So call the state troopers in Wyoming. He's headed for Cheyenne. I don't think he can stop that black filly.
Rob, Nell, Norbert, Jack, and Miranda's parents stare at the open gates with Howard and Miranda. Nighttime. Katie rides Flicker across a meadow. A breeze rustles the leaves on the trees. Katie stops and looks around her.
I don't know what to do. Where do we go, Flicker?
Nothing you can do. Come on.
What'd they say?
Can't get a helicopter here till morning.
Boys lost the trail. Probably won't be able to pick it up again till daylight.
Norbert, give me a horse.
Two horses.
You'll need to calm down.
No, we're not going to calm down till we find our daughter.
She'll go home.
No, honey, she can. Not in the mountains, not in the dark.
Not Katie, Flicker. Hey, Amron's are her home, too.
You're right. Let's go. When we get back to the ranch, we're riding out.
Weather's coming in.
The search party drives off. Katie rides Flicker in torrential rain.
This is our creek, isn't it? You brought us back. Thank you, girl. Let's go home.
Katie gallops off. A pickup truck speeds along the road, sliding in the mud. Lightning flashes. Flicker stops on the path. Katie falls off as Flicker rears up. A mountain lion leaps down onto Flicker's neck. Katie throws a rock at the lion that runs away. Flicker collapses onto the ground.
Wake up!
get up, please! Get up! Somebody help me!
Check the creek. You should go back.
Not a chance.
Katie!
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 Rob follows the creek bed on his horse, a torch in his hand. He sees Katie lying on the ground and runs over.
Katie! Katie, oh baby. It's gonna be okay. Daddy's got you. Come on.
Dad, the lion got her.
It's gonna be all right, baby.
Rob carries Katie in his arms. Flicka tries to raise her head. Howard opens the door for Rob and Nell. Rob carries Katie into the house and up to her room.
She all right? Fine, Jack. Go to the creek. That horse is hurt bad.
102. I don't know if it's accurate. It's an old thermometer. No. The doctor can't land in the storm.
So we'll wait. What do I look for?
105. Can that be right?
Howard, get some more ice, son.
Katie tosses from side to side.
Flicka!
Hush up, don't you cry. Go to sleep, little baby.
Jack kneels in the rain beside Flicka, stroking her head.
What's Katie's shirt doing around her neck?
She tried to stop the bleeding.
Oh, she's cut deep. We ought to take away her pain.
You gonna shoot her?
What do you think?
Jack and Gus look at each other, then down at Flicka. Back at the house, Rob runs down the stairs.
How bad's the horse?
Jack and Gus stare at Rob.
Go back and put her down.
Gus smooths his hair and puts his hat back on. Jack moves to the door.
She'll hear the shot. She'll think it's thunder.
No, she won't. But Katie's smart. She sees things. Little details most people ignore. The ones that make a difference.
She'll know it's Flicka.
I can't let that animal suffer. I'll do it myself.
Howard gets up from the stairs. He stops in front of Rob.
Don't.
I'm sorry. I really screwed up.
Look at me. You're a good man.
Yes, sir.
You stay with your mother.
Yes, sir.
As Rob puts on his jacket, Katie comes down the stairs.
Are you gonna kill Flicka?
just gonna have a look at her, baby.
It's okay, Daddy. You can shoot us.
Rob watches Nell comfort Katie. Tears streaming down his cheeks, Rob looks out from the porch into the rain and darkness. Katie lies asleep in her bed.
Flicka.
Howard, Jack, and Gus sit around the fire. Nell looks out the window and sees Flicka limping down the drive, guided by Rob. Nell runs out onto the porch and over to Rob and the horse. Nell examines Flicker's wounds.
There's no good reason she's alive.
There's a very good reason she's alive. She's got Mustang blood in her. She's a fighter. Just like a girl.
Rob and Nell hold each other.
Don't worry. The doctors will be here in the morning. Get to the bar.
Come on, sweetie. Come on, sweetie. Come on, honey.
Rob dabs Katie's forehead with a blue flannel. Katie is asleep.
The day you were born. And they gave you to me. My hands were too rough to hold you. And you cried no matter what we did. But your mom said that was a good sign. You were strong. That wasn't much comfort when I was holding you and pacing back and forth all night. All you did was look at me with those big. I made all kinds of promises to you if you would just go to sleep. Katie, I forgot to keep those promises. But I'm sorry. If you forgive me, I'll tell you every day. How proud I am that you're my daughter. Just stay with me. Please.
Rob kisses Katie's head. Rob gets up from the bedside. Nell is asleep in the chair next to the bed. Rob walks over to the desk and sits down. He notices the open exercise book and starts to read. He smiles and looks over at Katie. He puts down the book and yawns. Rob starts to subscribe the exercise book onto the laptop. The screen reads, "How the West Was Settled" by Catherine McLaughlin. What does it mean to follow your destiny? Daylight streams through the window and onto Katie as she slowly opens her eyes.
When I reach the end of Rodeo Road, don't shed no tears for me.
Her fever's broke.
Rob and Nell hold each other in relief. A fast-running stream flows through a meadow. White clouds are in the sky.
Katie, can you come downstairs for a minute?
Katie slowly walks down the stairs, pausing to look at the picture of the herd of galloping horses on the landing.
My fault, Flicka's dead.
I don't think so. Come on outside.
Katie follows Rob to the open front door.
Flicka. It's gonna be okay now.
Okay. Your mother's been taking good care of her. But when you're better, I expect you to take care of her yourself.
But you said if I don't get back into school, then...
Yes, that's what I said, and I meant it.
So, Dad sent them your essay.
I told him I didn't know much about writing, but I sure as hell know about the West. And so does my daughter. And it's right there in her essay. Every opinionated, ornery, hot-blooded part of it.
What did they say?
What does anyone say to your father?
Yes, sir.
I love you, Daddy.
I love you, sweetie.
Katie hugs her mother as they hold hands with Rob and Howard.
I believe there is a force in this world that lives beneath the surface. Something primitive and wild that awakens when you need an extra push just to survive. Like wildflowers that bloom after fire turns the forest black. Most people are afraid of it and keep it buried deep inside themselves.
Katie on Flicka and her father on his horse stand side by side on a cliff.
But there will always be a few people who have the courage to love what is untamed inside us. One of those men is my father.
Howard comes out of the house carrying his bags and puts them in the pickup truck.
There was once a time when Americans came west to discover their destiny. Today, they seem to move around every which way, restless and unsettled. But I think there's
You're still looking for the same thing. A place where they can be optimistic about the future. A place that helps them to be who they really want to be. Where they can feel that this life makes sense. A place where they can feel what I feel when I'm riding Flicka. Because when we're riding, all I feel is free.
Katie and Flicka in the distance on a vast grassy plain. The end.
Gotta hold on easy as I let you go. Gonna tell you how much I love you, though you think you already know. I remember I thought you looked like an angel wrapped in pink, so soft and warm. You've had me wrapped around your finger since the day you were born. You beautiful baby from the outside in, chase your dreams but always know the road that'll lead you home again. Go on, take on this old world, but to me little smile milled my heart of stone. Now look at you, I've turned around and you've almost grown. Sometimes you're asleep, I whisper I love you in the moonlight at your door. As I walk away, I hear you say, Daddy, love you more. You beautiful baby from the your dreams, but always know the road that'll lead you home again. Go on, take on this whole world, but to me you know you'll always be my little girl. Someday some boy will come and ask me unless I know he's the half that makes you whole. He has a poet's soul and the heart of a man's man. I know he'll say that he's in love, but between you and me, he won't be good enough. You beautiful baby from the outside in, chase your dream, know the road that'll lead you home again. Go on, take on this old world, but to me you know you'll always be my little girl.
Thank you.